Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm Bart. Tonight, folks, we have a couple of announcements. First of all, we will be switching satellites in the first week of February. Our new channel will be T2-21 5.8 wideband audio. Also, there will be a meeting for the Constitution Party on February 18th in Columbus, Ohio. It'll be held at the Comfort Inn at Route 161 and 71. Once again, Constitution Party meeting, February 18th in Columbus, Ohio, at the Comfort Inn at Route 161 and 71. We're switching satellites in the first week of February. Our new channel will be T2-21 5.8 wideband audio.
Up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's two crazy guys from California.
Ah!
Oh, I'm Lon.
And I'm Gaunt.
And Bill wants
us to
wake you up. You know, we just landed here from California in our stolen flying saucer from Area 51.
You've seen the instruments. My biceps are growing and growing.
Yes, and I am getting stronger and stronger.
We have been traveling around the United States, and we don't see any people. All we see are sheeple. Bah! Bah! Don't you sheeple see anything wrong with the world? Don't you see problems with your government, your politicians, the economy, the police, and your Bill of Rights? Do you really think everything is all right? If you do, you need to
wake up. We came to America for the liberty and freedoms of this great republic, which are guaranteed and protected by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
We wanted to escape from communist countries and dictatorships which strangle our freedom and individualism. We couldn't do what we wanted to do. The government told us what to do, when to do it, and who we could do it with.
You sheeple don't know what you are losing, mostly because you don't know what you have. You have got to
save up.
If you don't know the 10 Bill of Rights, I want you to do 10 push-ups right now. You need to shape up. Can't you see what's happening? Can you smell the new world order approaching? The Illuminati and secret societies know that the people are stupid and lazy.
Yes, that is correct. But the enemy is not lazy. The enemy never sleeps. They encroach upon your rights a little bit at a time.
This is precisely the reason for the need of eternal vigilance by the people. The enemy must be stopped. We cannot let them take away all our rights and replace them with United Nations privileges. We know that if this happens, everything will get messed up.
Where were you during the Waco siege? I didn't see you
stand up
to stop the murder of almost 100 men, women, and little children. The ATF are like the Gestapo in our old country. They shoot first, ask questions later.
What is wrong with you? How much crap do they have to put on your head before you start being a
sheeple?
I am sick of people around the country who say that they can't do anything, that they are one lonely person against the big bad government.
And I am sick of people who say they can't do anything because they have a job or a career, or that they have a house and a mortgage. Don't you understand that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is what allows you to have your career and collect your material possessions? Without it, you are nothing. You have nothing. It also gives you the right to have a family and have as many children as you want. Unlike China, where they can only have one child, you must get strong mentally. You must read books. Read. You must read books. You must exercise your brain. Most people have not used their brain since algebra in high school.
You must open up your eyes and see the way the world really is. Why are most Americans afraid of the police now? Do you remember when a parent would teach their children that the policeman was their friend? What happened to the great republic? You must
get up
off your butts and start digging and researching. You must stop listening to everybody and believing everything they tell you.
Why is it that just because an anchor person on a network tells you something, you believe it? Are you really a stupid sheep? I don't know.
That anchor person is getting paid for this information. Do you bother to check? What if they are lying and you believe everything they say?
Just because your neighbor told you something, do you believe it? Usually not. But if it came off the big eye in your TV, in your living room, you do. Why? Who is stupid here? And politicians. Everybody knows politicians suck. So how come you voted them back in after they wrote hundreds and hundreds of bad checks? But they know that you are stupid and you voted them back in.
You people are making me sick. We need a break. We need to work out our frustrations.
We'll be back.
Please don't go.
I hope you are waked up.
Did you shape up?
Because we are fed up.
And if you don't stand up, they will screw you up.
And then probably
beat us up.
And we don't want to get beat up. How many of you people think you drive a car that you own? You don't. Because you have a pink slip, you think you own your car? Because it's a title? Where does it say you own that car? Or that it is a title? It says certificate of title on top.
Look at the definition of motor vehicles. It is a vehicle used for commercial purposes. Do you charge for passengers or cargo? Because if you do not, you drive non-commercially. The motor vehicle codes do not apply to you.
If you did not drive commercially, why do you have a license on your car? Why would you need a license in this country to drive your car? You have the right to travel freely as a person. It is given to you in the Constitution. Why do you people fall for these things? And I am getting really, really sick of people who are weak, who do not stand up. Don't you know that you can make things happen in this country? If the people just get together, they can do something. You remember this country. And this government is a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. Everybody says you are just a soul person. Now, if you get together, you can really make it big. Thank you. Yes, you must become big. You can make it big. Like our biceps are big. It took lots of time, lots of hard work, lots of sacrifice. Nothing is easy in this life.
You must work every day. This is very important. We must prevent the new world order. If this were to happen, we were to lose every aspect of freedom that we have now. This will be a life that you will not wish to live.
Things in this world must not go down the path it is going down now. If we do not do something, we are in deep, deep trouble. Yes, we are in deep, deep trouble. If we do not do anything now, it is too late. It will be too late if you do not do nothing. Now is the time. Where have you heard this? Now is the time.
We must do something. There must be something to do. We must educate people through a constitutional party, a party which will educate the founding principles of this country, which will bring back the real laws of this country. We must also try to bring back the Bill of Rights. We must restore our personal freedom.
Freedom is something most Americans really do not know what it is. they have never experienced the loss of freedom in foreign countries, in communist countries, dictatorships. These people would love to have an ounce, a drop of freedom, but they do not have the Constitution or the Bill of Rights like Americans do. This is an incredible document. It has never been reproduced. The founding fathers were absolutely incredible.
This freedom has a price. This price is eternal vigilance. This means this vigilance must be passed from generation to generation. You must not lose focus. You must not put too much time into the TV, into the music. You must still concentrate. What is this country about?
I am sorry, folks, but we must go. Our flying saucer is drawing much attention here in the middle of the cow paddy in Arizona. People are looking at us as if we are aliens. But in actuality, as patriots, we are aliens in our own country. We must go. On a serious side, folks, my name is Bart.
And my name is Mike.
We hope you enjoyed our little skit here. This is quite an enlightening experience for us. Bill just told us you can do a show, and we're doing the show. We basically put this together off the skin of our back, basically. We have moved here to Arizona from California. We will be running the Intelligence Analyst newspaper. We'll be helping out Bill in publishing the newspaper. We'd like to talk about that a little bit tonight. Our first issue is going to come out March 1st. We hope it's going to be a dynamite issue. Actually, we're going to put everything we've got into it. I think you'll enjoy it very much. It's going to be something that the public and basically the world doesn't have. It's going to be true, unbiased press. We're not going to slant it in any fashion. It's not going to be a pro-patriot fashion. It's not going to be socialist fashion. No slants whatsoever. It's going to be purely unbiased.
We're going to present you the facts, and we'll leave it up to you to decide which route would you take. You know, which measures would you take?
When it comes to the economy, everybody, of course, is concerned with their assets and with everything that they have piled together with the labor of their life. If you don't have this paper, basically, without knowing where the economy is going to go, with information that's going to be compiled from the intelligence service, from CAGI agents, with a lot of inside information that we're going to make available to people who subscribe to this paper. People who are in stocks, in the stock market, in the commodities, very well advised that you get a hold of this paper. It's going to be very valuable to you in your future decisions. We're also going to have sections of the nation, what's going on around the nation. We're not going to talk about irrelevant things such as soap operas or
sports,
entertainment, some of the little things that they make us go in circles about. We're going to have an international section where we're going to tell you the truth about what's going on, where the United Nations troops are, what the United Nations troops are doing, what their agenda is, what type of laws or treaties are coming to pass. We're also going to have a survival section where you can write letters to Jim the Survivalist, who will answer you and explain and teach you survival and camping tactics and information. And we're going to take letters that will pertain to the majority of the people rather than just answering a certain person.
The issues for this newspaper will be bi-weekly. This newspaper will be very important because what we're going to do is we're going to link information from other parts of the country and put into this one newspaper so that someone else from another part will know this.
This is especially important because people on the West Coast with a tidbit of information, even though it may seem a tidbit of information to them, can be very important or have a very big impact upon someone who is living in the South or someone on the East Coast, especially when it comes to the very serious issues of United Nations troops, movements, equipment. Remember, the intelligence service is the intelligence arm and intelligence branch of the militia for the United States to reinstitute the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to their proper place as the supreme law of this land. Let's talk about a little bit about ourselves. I am 24 years old. And I know a lot of people out there are going, oh, he's a young fella. We came from California, Southern California, in the Los Angeles area. We went through a lot of hardship. We had the riots. We have floods currently going on. We had fires, earthquakes. There's a lot of racial tension in the large cities. We have grown up in the second largest city in the United States. We know what it's like in a dense population area. We've seen firsthand what happens to people when they're pushed to the limit, whether it's financial or economic, or they're just pushed from stress, natural disasters. You'll find out that people, no matter where they are, basically are the same. When it comes down to their life or their food or their money, they'll basically cut your throat. Knowing what's going to happen in the future with the New World Order and martial law type aspects of America and the government, we have come to the conclusion, which is one of the reasons why we have moved to Arizona, that anyone who is in a large population, a dense population, such as Los Angeles or any other big city, where you do not have natural resources of lakes, rivers, streams, any type of animals that possibly in the future, if it had to be, if you have to hunt to use for food, you're basically up the creek. We just had a very small earthquake not too long ago in Northridge, and we had people traveling 30, 40, 50 miles to supermarkets outside of Northridge to buy water, batteries, bread. All the supermarkets were cleared out in a matter of hours. This is no joke. People are not prepared in the cities. They're not prepared for anything. Since they're not prepared, when it comes down to survival, when they have run out of water, when the water gets shut off, when the power gets shut off, when the gas gets shut off, what they're going to do is take it from whoever has it. Otherwise, they'll just plain perish.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you like to be my neighbor? Would you like to be my neighbor? Hello, boys and girls. I'm Mr. Roberts. Today, I'm going to teach you a new word. Can you say money? Real lawful money is in the form of gold or silver coins. I repeat, real lawful money is in the form of gold or silver coins. Our parents never realized this fact of law. They believed in the illegal credit money created by the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve System is devaluating the American dollar by printing lots of paper money out of thin air. You see, boys and girls, with more credit money in circulation, it takes more credit money to buy ice creams and toys. That is the secret behind inflation. Oh, excuse me, boys and girls, the phone's ringing. I have to answer the phone. Hey, it's Gene Miller from Swiss America. He is helping me protect my assets from the oncoming economic collapse. He sponsors my program, and I recommend you tell your parents to call him at 1-800-289-2646. Again, that's 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN. Yes, Gene, how can I help you? What? My neighbors snitched on me? They told the ATF and FBI that I was politically incorrect? And I am inciting a revolution against the United States government? Oh dear. And the ATF and FBI are on their way here? Well, goodbye. Thank you, Gene. Who is it?
It's the ATF and the FBI. We're gonna shut you up for good. Open the door or we'll break it down.
Do you have a legally obtained search warrant?
Warrant? Schmarrant. Read my lips. New World Order.
Okay, boys and girls, I want to teach you one last word. Can you say AK-47?
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Make yourself walk past the room. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a hard attack. If you've got a complaint, send your back.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Now to the doorstep and do what you're told.
Miller and Salala, Reno Van Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike. The demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying hit the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing with the drums of uproar of right, Clinton's preparing us for another new tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and rape the nation. Crisis, create creation. Incite black and white. Program, add.
Hi folks, my name is Mike. I'm also from the LA area. I worked as an electrical engineer. I'm married. I decided to resign from my position because I set my priorities in order. My first priority was to leave the big city. Now people at work, they couldn't understand why would I make such a decision. And I explained to them this, how a big city would be dangerous under abnormal conditions. They just, again, could not understand why I would leave. During lunches, we would be talking about politics and the world. And these people, you know, they had an idea what was going on. They just don't know exactly what. I would explain to them and I would show them real documentation, but still, they just brushed that aside. They just have to open their eyes because the information is out there.
You know, when I try to talk to people and explain to them what's happening, we're losing our rights, how gun control is linked to crime, and crime is linked to drugs, and then back right around again to guns again, in order so that they can disarm the American populace so that we'll be helpless when they decide to enforce all their United Nations agendas, a world government, New World Order agenda on us. A lot of times I will present the information and I will get people sticking their fingers in their ears and going, la, 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 I'm not hearing you, I'm not listening to you, I don't want to hear this. And basically, that's the truth. They don't want to hear it.
These are the same people that listen to Rush Limbaugh, and this is where they get all their information. And just the fact that Rush Limbaugh denounces all these conspiracy theories, they just believe it. They just don't even bother to look into the documents and decide for themselves, is this real or not? Is Mike crazy or not?
When the truth is, the conspiracy is not a conspiracy, as Bill said. It's out there in the open. But you've got to dig it. You've got to dig in, get into the information. You've got to read. I know it's hard. A lot of people don't like to read. We're such a visual-oriented society now. Everything has to be on video or on TV. But there's a wealth of information in books. The whole of man's knowledge is contained in books. If you don't read, if you don't get off your butt and really investigate things for yourself, you're always going to be in the dark.
It just won't mean anything to you. If someone were to present these documents to you, it just doesn't mean anything to you. It's like watching TV. It just flies by you. You have to look into it because then you understand what this is all about and how serious it is and how we are really in big, big trouble.
Have you noticed how everybody knows that something is wrong? Everyone complains about the government. Everyone complains about taxes. Or it's the Republicans, or it's the Democrats, or my boss this, my employer that. I don't get enough money. I'm overworked, underpaid. Everybody knows that things are getting screwed up. A lot of people can't put their finger on it, but they have this feeling in their gut. Things are getting bad. A lot of people think that what's happening in the world is all by accident, when it's not by accident. There is a plan for everything. And that's where people start throwing this conspiracy freak stuff at us. But if you really look, it's the truth. It's the plain truth.
There are proofs to these secret societies, and with these proofs, you can see how they're manipulating people and how they're manipulating branches of government, how they're manipulating the military and the media. It's really all around you. You have to keep your mind open.
When they control finance, when they control education, like the National Education Association, the NEA, teaching outcome-based education, which basically brings everybody down to the stupidest level, when they teach in groups and pods, where 5 children are in a group, and the whole group can't proceed until the dumbest kid, I mean, to be blunt, understands everything, then can the whole group proceed and go to the next level. This is like the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. People who can excel, people who are smart, who have their own initiative, cannot move ahead on their own unless they're being dragged down with this ball and chain.
And it's not just education. You can see it other places too. Like, example, NAFTA. You see how the United States will be dragged down, you know, close to the level of the Mexico standards.
And this is what's ludicrous. People talk about NAFTA. And first of all, most people don't have their information straight, and they think it's really NAFTA, when it's really NAFTA, the North American Free Trade and Financial Agreement, which in the regular press, the mainstream press, just so happens to leave out all the time. What happened to that word financial in that agreement? It's not just free trade, it's free trade and financial agreement. This is stuff that the mainstream newspapers and media will not talk about, because it's not politically correct. And if people found out what was really going on in there, they wouldn't like it. And now, with Mexico's economy taking this big dump a couple weeks ago, don't people think that it's really great that we're in NAFTA now? Because their economy is going to have a very, very big effect upon ours. Very big.
Right. And also, there's a gap which followed NAFTA. Now we are connected with other countries. So now we're going to be pulled down to the level of other third world countries.
Yeah. Basically, everywhere we go, people know things are wrong, but they don't want to find out exactly what it is. Changing satellites in the first week of February. Our new channel is going to be T221 5.8 wideband audio. Once again, new channel will be T221 5.8 wideband audio. Also, the meeting for the Constitution Party on February 18th in Columbus, Ohio. February 18th, Columbus, Ohio, at the Comfort Inn at Route 161 and 71. At Route 161 and the 71. Folks, now that we have moved here to Arizona, we can really see a lot of the differences that weren't apparent to us when we lived in the big city. When I lived in the big city, we thought we knew what the country was. We thought we had everything and we knew everything, sometimes being called city slickers, yeah. But what kind of observations have you seen, Mike?
People here have a better understanding of freedoms. For example, when it comes to guns, some of these people know that their guns are being threatened and they will not give it up. And it's funny because coming from California, if you were to have a gun, people will think you are crazy. They'll think that there has to be a bad reason why you have this gun. But over here in Arizona, it's a normal thing. It's a tradition. It's recreation.
Exactly. Yeah, when I used to tell people in California that I like to go shooting or go to target practice, they would go, how many guns do you have? Well, why do you have this many guns? Why do you even have a gun? You know, why do you have to use target practice? Why don't you use a BB gun or something like that? California, it's true. California is full of a bunch of socialist liberals, basically. Now, in the city, in large city, the metropolises, there's so much technology, and you're being bombarded on a daily basis with cellular phones, computers, faxes, voicemail. You know, we'll do lunch. Everything is so fast-paced, and everyone is so fake out there. It's one of the biggest things I've noticed in the rural areas is that the people are real people, or at least more real. They're not two-faced. They really can enjoy life for what it is, rather than being wound up on a schedule, on a deadline for some corporation.
They also seem to be friendlier. They treat you like a real person. They're not afraid of you. Once they get to know you, and they'll just treat you really well.
Once I found this out, I've been trying to talk to friends and acquaintances who I know who still live in the big city to explain to them that what they think or their concept of the rural areas is not even on target. There's not the social life or all the entertainment things and a bajillion things to do every night. But we're talking about some times that are coming and approaching that aren't going to be regular. This isn't going to be playtime. This isn't just going to have as much fun as you can. People have got to grow up and get responsible, find out what's going on to their country. Because we're losing it. We're losing it really fast. And we're up against the wall. We need as much help as we can possibly get. Constitution Party, everyone, pass out as much information, get as much information as you can on the Constitution Party.
Right. We have to make a difference in the 96th election. We have to pass a message to the Republican and Democrat parties that they are not the only two parties in charge, that we as a people, we're going to create a third party, and we're going to show them that we still have power, and we're going to do this peacefully because we do not want any bloodshed. That's the last thing we want. I do not want to kill anyone.
And I don't want to be killed. It is unfortunate that we as American people are being, as patriots, are being pushed up against the wall. This isn't our fight by choice.
That's right. They're forcing it down our throats.
And nothing is wrong with world government. The only problem with world government, or the way that they're doing it, is that they're doing it by manipulation, deception, and they're not letting the people have a say-so in how they want this to be done or how this to be managed.
Right. And it's unconstitutional.
That is correct. It is unconstitutional. And if the people wanted it, we could change the Constitution and make it happen.
Right. But there has never been a constitutional convention for that.
Yes.
Well?
People in the cities, I know how you think about you make your big paycheck, or if you're working for a large corporation, the money is a factor in keeping you in the city. But like we said, coming from the big city, knowing what can happen, what has happened when the quote, you know, the proverbial, you know, what hits the fan, is not something you want to be around for. You're not only going to have to worry about fighting United Nations troops or military and the police and being in a police state, but you're also going to be fighting against your neighbors. You're going to have a race war. You're going to have religious wars. People just aren't going to like the way you look, and they're just going to kill you. They're going to kill you for your food. They're going to kill you for your car. Your money will mean nothing at that point.
Right. So please get your priorities in order. Freedom first. The Constitution and Bill of Rights first.
That's correct. Without those, you have nothing. You have no money. You have no property. You don't have your nice sports car.
Even if you had all the wealth in the world, you will not keep it. They will take it away from you by force, even if they have to kill you.
And in the words of Mao Zedong, all power, except that of the divine, emanates from the barrel of a gun.
I paid my dues.
Remember, folks, no time for losers, and we are the champions.
That's right. So, good night, and God bless you.
Good night.